Revelation chapter 9. And the fifth angel sounded, and I saw a star fall from heaven to the earth, and to him was given the key of the bottomless pit. And he opened the bottomless pit, and there arose a smoke out of the pit, as the smoke of a great furnace, and the sun and the air were darkened because of the smoke of the pit. And there came out of the smoke locusts upon the earth, and to them was given power, as the scorpions of the earth have power. And they were commanded that they should not hurt the grass of the earth, neither any green thing, neither any tree, but only those men who do not have the seal of God in their foreheads. And they were commanded that they should not kill them, but that they should be tormented 5 months. And their torment was the torment of a scorpion when he strikes a man. And in those days men will seek death, and will not find it, and will desire to die, but death will flee from them. And the shapes of the locusts were like horses prepared for battle, and on their heads were as it were crowns like gold, and their faces were as the faces of men. And they had hair as the hair of women, and their teeth were as the teeth of lions. And they had breastplates, as it were breastplates of iron, and the sound of their wings was as the sound of chariots of many horses running to battle. And they had tails like scorpions, and there were stingers in their tails, and their power was to hurt men 5 months. And they had a king over them, which is the angel of the bottomless pit, whose name in the Hebrew language is Abaddon, destroyer, but in the Greek language his name is Apollyon, destroyer. One woe is past, and look, there come two woes more hereafter. And the sixth angel sounded, and I heard a voice from the four horns of the golden altar which is before God, saying to the sixth angel which had the trumpet, loose the four angels which are bound in the great river Euphrates. And the four angels were loosed, which were prepared for an hour, and a day, and a month, and a year, to kill the third part of men. And the number of the army of the horsemen were 200 million, and I heard the number of them. And so I saw the horses in the vision, and those who sat on them, having breastplates of fire, and of jacinth, and brimstone, sulfur. And the heads of the horses were as the heads of lions, and out of their mouths issued fire and smoke and brimstone, sulfur. By these three, the third part of men were killed, by the fire and by the smoke, and by the brimstone, sulfur, which issued out of their mouths, because their power is in their mouth, and in their tails, because their tails were like snakes, and had heads, and with them they do hurt. And the rest of the men who were not killed by these plagues still did not repent of the works of their hands, that they should not worship demons, and idols of gold and silver and brass and stone, and of wood, which can neither see nor hear nor walk. Neither did they repent of their murders, nor of their sorceries, drug use, nor of their fornication, sex outside of marriage, nor of their thefts,